Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day as a new candidate enters the field for the Republican nomination, one of the candidates who's taken most seriously. Why? Not only because he has an effective line about optimism and about basically looking on what America has achieved, looking at greatness, as he puts it, rather than grievance. I'm talking about Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina. He announced his candidacy today. We'll bring you highlights, lowlights of that announcement. Also a reaction from Juan Williams of Fox News, who has been friendly to Tim Scott's campaign. But while that goes on, the clock is ticking. We are 8 days away from an economic disaster. And the only question now appears to be not whether or not we're going to have a disaster, but just how bad it will be. There is a Treasury Department estimate that there will be 8 million jobs wiped out if, in fact, as is now expected, we go beyond that June 1st deadline and breach the debt ceiling. The incompetence, the inability to work together, the inability to get this done, it should infuriate every single American, every one of us, Republican or Democrat. And boy, is there plenty of blame to go around. There really is. We will get to that and how a debt ceiling breach, a default, would actually work, which I think is important to understand. There's also two contradictory reports, one from AP and the National Opinion Research Center, about the abysmal low ratings of Joe Biden. I mean, just devastatingly low on the economy, on guns, on immigration. Would he be blamed? Who would be blamed if we do go into a terrible recession? Again, they're talking in the Washington Post. They have a projection that if things do fall apart, the economy would shrink in size by 20%. We would also be back up to housing mortgage interest rates of close to 10%. Can you think of what that means? I mean, I remember when we refinanced, and it was a while ago, I know, but it was 2.5%. And now it's apparently already close to 7% across the country and going way beyond that if things fall apart. So will Biden be blamed for that? Would Kevin McCarthy be blamed for that? Well, it's sort of difficult to blame President Trump, except he made that stupid moron comment at the town meeting that he hosted where he said, well, we should probably go ahead and default. The level of suffering for a default, especially for those who live on retirement accounts, who depend on Social Security, I mean, we've never had anything like this happen. And it's very real. And with that, there's also a conservative columnist writing for the New York Post, Michael Goodwin, who says that if anyone else other than Trump is the nominee for the Republicans, the Democrats will certainly win. And if Trump is the nominee for the Republicans, the Democrats will certainly win. Michael Goodwin is saying there is less than a 10% chance for any Republican to win this election. And why is that? We will get to that claim. I don't agree with it, by the way. But we will get to that claim. We'll also be speaking to Max Boot, who just returned from Kyiv and experienced Kyiv under fire, and says, I saw firsthand why Ukraine can win. So if Ukraine can win, why is the evidence right now in Bakhmut and elsewhere more grim than not? We will talk to Max Boot about how things are going in Ukraine also coming up on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. Tim Scott announced his candidacy today. He spoke for about 40 minutes. It was not like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I think still holds the record. His announcement of candidacy was 1 hour and 48 minutes. So he had a whole extra hour to speak about. What's fascinating is there were teleprompters there. There were some electronic glitches that didn't work on behalf of Senator Scott. But his good nature and optimism and enthusiasm were so infectious. It was tough not to like the guy and not to feel impressed. He also delivered his speech without reading it, which was very important. At one point in the speech, toward the end of it, he came down off the podium and started walking around the crowd. And at crowd level, in the midst of all these people who were gathered at a college in Charleston, in North Charleston, his hometown, and it was touching and it was effective. And here is Senator Scott toward the very beginning of his speech, where he is announcing why he is running for president. Clip one.
Joe Biden and the radical left are attacking every single rung of the ladder that helped me climb. And that's why I'm announcing today that I'm running for president of the United States of America! Thank you. Thank you. You see, they're attacking our American values, our schools, our economy, and our security. But not on my watch. Not on my watch. That won't work. I cannot stand by while this is done to America. She's done too much for me.
And he leaned very heavily on his own story, coming from a very humble, impoverished background, and a mom who did laundry. That's how she supported Tim and his brother. His brother is a careerist in the military, who is I believe a sergeant major in the Army. But he went on. There was a microphone malfunction shortly after he announced. And at this point, he was handed a new microphone. And he began to talk about how America's not in decline, but under Biden, it is in retreat. This is clip two.
All right. Thank you. Let's see if this one works. All right. Good catch. But under Joe Biden, our nation is not a nation in decline. But under Joe Biden, we have become a nation in retreat. Retreating from our heritage and our history. Retreating from personal responsibility and hard work. Retreating from strength and security. Even retreating from religious liberty and the worship of God himself. They say opportunity in America is a myth, and faith in America is a fraud. But the truth of my life disproves their lies.
We will bring you a little bit more of Tim Scott's announcement of candidacy an analysis of where the various candidates stand, and can Republicans win after all? Can Ukraine win? Or is it already winning? That and more we'll get to on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MedVed. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MedVed at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Tim Scott, who announced his candidacy today, also received today the endorsement of the number two Republican in the U.S. Senate. His name is John Thune. He is the senator, senior senator from South Dakota. In fact, one of the things that Tim Scott has going for him is he is very well liked by his Republican colleagues. And he's already been endorsed by about a half dozen of them, and it's expected that a lot more will jump on the line. Now, does that get him nominated or elected? No, not necessarily. But it seems to me that for people who have been so depressed at the prospect of having to choose between two old men, one of whom was 82, one of whom is 78. Yeah, Trump is 78. Having Tim Scott, who's in his 50s, as a much younger, more vigorous, more optimistic, more positive candidate than either of the grumpy old men, that could be a very, very important element in this campaign. There's also today a report from Forbes that somebody else, who you probably have never heard of, is getting ready to jump into the race, and which is incredible. The governor of North Dakota, whose name is Doug Burgum, who, when he was running for re-election, he did even better than Ron DeSantis. He got 65% of the vote. It's okay. It's North Dakota. But still, Doug Burgum is a very impressive guy. He's a guy who made a lot of money in the high-tech field, is a and been a very popular, very conservative, very pro-business governor. He's talking about jumping in the race. And will that happen? Will it happen that Chris Sununu jumps into the race, the governor of New Hampshire, with New Hampshire one of the key primaries? All of that is possible. Doug Burgum, it says in Forbes, the North Dakota governor is expected to make a decision whether to run for president within the next few weeks, sources told CBS and CNN. He did not rule out a candidacy in a recent interview, telling a North Dakota newspaper, The Forum, quote, there's definitely a yearning for some alternatives right now, referring to Republicans' concerns about Trump's and DeSantis' electability. He has a great personal story, does Doug Burgum. His wife is a recovering addict, and she has become a really passionate, leading, very effective spokeswoman for addiction and for fighting addiction. And something there. This is one of those things that people raise about Tim Scott. He's not married and has never been married. And he's actually seems to have very warm relationships with everybody and people in his family and to be a very solid guy. But he would be, if he were elected President of the United States, he would be the last, only the second bachelor president, the next bachelor president since Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland was elected as a bachelor. He got married at the end of his first term in the White House. And what's interesting is Donald Trump is also trying to follow Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland won election, then he lost a very close election. And then he came back and he got elected again. So Grover Cleveland is very much in people's minds this time. Doesn't mean that if Tim Scott gets elected president that he would go ahead and get married to, well, a real glamour girl. And Grover Cleveland married the daughter of his former law partner, and Frances Folsom Cleveland. And they had a baby in the White House, which was named Baby Ruth. I mean, that was the way she was referred to, and they named the candy bar after her, not after the baseball player. But that's another story, and you needed to know it. You also need to know that America is not racist. Who says so? Tim Scott, who has lived his entire life as a black American, obviously, and someone without any advantages of racism, privilege or money in his family, but a lot of love and a lot of Christian faith, actually. Here is Tim Scott as part of his announcement of candidacy, clip 3.
For those of you who wonder if it's possible for a broken kid in a broken home to rise beyond their circumstances, the answer is yes. And for those of you who wonder if America is a racist country, take a look at how people come together. All of God's people come together. Black ones and white ones and red ones and brown ones working together. Because love, unconditional love, binds hearts together. We are not defined by the color of our skin. We are defined by the content of our character. And if anyone tells you anything different, they're a lion.
And then, of course, when he jumped down into the audience and started walking around and really very enthusiastically, there was a great deal of energy in Senator Scott's announcement. There was a line that he used that listeners to this show will find very familiar. Clip 4, listen.
Parents divorced. We live in the land of opportunity. We live in the land where it is absolutely possible for a kid raised in poverty in a single-parent household in a small apartment to one day serve in the People's House, and maybe even the White House. This is the greatest nation on God's green earth.
Well, that is said, he actually said it twice, and of course he's right. And remember, we have been talking for 26 years to people who listen to the show on the importance of moving away from victimhood. And in a very well-written speech, Senator Scott also talked about making the choice between victimhood or victory. Ukraine is making a choice between victimhood and victory. We will get back to the presidential race and all the ramifications and what's happening, but we're going to talk for a moment about the importance to world history and to the United States of what's going on in Ukraine right now, coming up with Max Booth on the MedVet Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
And I'm running for President of the United States.
The enthusiastic announcement by South Carolina Senator Tim Scott making it official. Scott joins a growing Republican field expected to grow by one more Wednesday when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis makes his announcement. A new deal hopes to help fix a serious problem with the future of water supply for more than 40 million people. California, Arizona, and Nevada have agreed to cut millions of gallons they take from the Colorado River. President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy set to meet today to talk about the budget and the debt ceiling. Ahead of the Memorial Day weekend, word that gas prices are up slightly. The nationwide average is now $3.54 a gallon. The lowest average price is Mississippi at $2.97. The highest in California, $4.80 a gallon. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
At the end of last week, the Washington Examiner asked a question, was this the week Ukraine turned the tide in the war with Russia? People have been waiting for this counteroffensive. Actually, there's a powerful piece by Max Boot. Max Boot, who is a columnist for the Washington Post and for the LA Times, and a distinguished historian and best-selling author and foreign policy analyst. He also happens to have been born in Moscow, but came here fortunate enough to come to California when he was 7 years old. In any event, Max Boot's latest column, I was just in Kyiv under fire. I saw why Ukraine can win. Has the tide turned already, Max, or is it just about to turn?
Hi, Michael. Good to be with you. You know, I would not say that the tide has turned, but I think there is the potential for the tide turning. I mean, in some ways, you could say that the tide actually turned quite a few times last year when there were widespread expectations that the Russians would march into Kyiv within 72 hours of launching their invasion. Obviously, that did not happen. They were routed from Kyiv. They were routed from Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine. They were routed from Kherson in southern Ukraine. But that was about more than 6 months ago, and so the war for the last 6 months has largely been a stalemate centered on Bakhmut, where the Russians, and in particular Wagner mercenaries, have made some incremental gains in the last few days. But I think everybody is still waiting for what Ukraine will do with the new brigades that they have trained and equipped with Western armor that are getting ready for a larger counteroffensive, and I think that will determine much of what happens in the war this year.
What about the F-16s? Are they going to be arriving in time to make a big difference?
Sadly, they will not be arriving in time for this counteroffensive. They could have been ready. I mean, Ukraine has been asking for them for a year. I've been writing for at least a year that we should provide those F-16s. Unfortunately, we still have not done that. And it was just last week that President Biden finally said that he would not oppose our European allies providing the F-16s, but it'll still take a few months to train Ukrainian pilots and mechanics and to provide the F-16s and the logistics systems that they need to maintain themselves. So the same thing is true, by the way, for the M1 Abrams tanks, which were also the F-16s and Abrams tanks, I would expect, would arrive sometime this fall. I think they will be critical for Ukraine's long-term security and success, but the immediate counteroffensive will be fought without them.
Are you there, Max?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Okay, good. Yeah, now I can. I think we just had a little bit of a sound dropout. You're talking about the F-16s and the Abrams tanks, and what you report in your column, and it's a very moving column to read, is that despite the fact that Kyiv is under fire, that people are very conscious of the war, the mood is very optimistic, it's very positive in Ukraine generally. Why is that?
I think the Ukrainians have been very resilient people, and they've seen how their nation was repeatedly written off in the last year. And as a number of Ukrainians said to me, you know, the predictions were that we would fall within 72 hours, but we're still here, we're still fighting, and much of the country is pretty peaceful, aside from occasional Russian air raids. And that was one of the surprising things to me about being in Kyiv, is what a normal, vibrant, bustling, peaceful city it actually is. The population is almost back to pre-war levels. It's crowded. There are traffic jams. There are a lot of terrific bars, restaurants, and cafes, all of which are crowded. So life goes on. It's really striking normality. The only thing that's different from being in any other European city is the fact that on a nightly basis, the air raid alarm goes off and the Russians attack with missiles and drones. But the good news is that right now the Ukrainian air defenses are so strong because they've gotten all these new systems like the Patriots from the United States and the NASAMS or the IRIS-T from the Germans. All these tremendous high-tech air defenses enable the Ukrainians to pretty much shoot down everything that the Russians throw against their cities, and in particular against Kyiv. So, you know, the air attacks happen and people wake up, and sometimes they even go to shelters, although often they don't. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really disrupt life, and that's a blessing.
Two things about the war that are contradictory in a way. Do you share the general sentiment that it's surprising how well NATO is held together, how much the support from our allies has stayed very firm for Ukraine? And are you also surprised at the fact that there are so many prominent people in the Republican Party who don't seem to have gotten that memo, who don't seem to be understanding how important this struggle is to our country?
Yeah, I'm certainly pleasantly surprised by how well NATO is holding together and unpleasantly surprised by how much Republican opposition we're seeing to supporting Ukraine. I mean, I think the fact that NATO is holding together is also a surprise for Putin because he was not counting on this kind of Western unity. And it's really striking to me that more than a year into the war, the U.S. and its allies are actually increasing their support for Ukraine rather than wavering. We just had our British allies provide Ukraine with Storm Shadow cruise missiles, which give them a long-range strike capacity that they lacked. And now as we have the F-16s and the Abrams tanks in the pipeline, as we just discussed, and, you know, Putin was hoping to freeze Europe over the winter by denying them Russian gas, but Europe adjusted, and so they're no longer reliant on Russian oil and gas. It's a huge change, which will bear dividends down the road because it will make Europe largely impervious to Russian blackmail. So that's, you know, that's all to the good. At the same time, I'm dismayed to see not just, you know, Donald Trump, who we know is a big admirer of Putin, but also other Republicans like Ron DeSantis, you know, seemingly adopting a position of neutrality between the invaders and their victims. That's certainly not the Republican Party I grew up with under Ronald Reagan, when he talked about aiding freedom fighters who are battling the quote-unquote evil empire. And, you know, here you have the most pure case of good versus evil I can imagine with this unprovoked invasion by the Russians. They're committing horrible atrocities and war crimes. The Ukrainians are struggling to free their territory to defend their own homes. And it's obvious that we in the West need to stand with them. But it's, I just can't understand how DeSantis or others in the Republican Party, you know, take a different approach and think that it's not in our interest to aid the Ukrainians or stand up to the Russians. That's a huge moral and strategic lapse, I think. I think the good news is that there are plenty of Republicans like Mitch McConnell and others who do understand the stakes involved. And so I am cautiously optimistic that even with Republicans in control of the House, that, you know, we will continue the level of aid which is necessary to help Ukraine survive.
Isn't that striking that it is actually, to the extent that that survival is possible and important, it is a bipartisan issue. President Trump has just issued a new message on Truth Social. We will get to that coming up. Max Boot is writing a biography of Ronald Reagan, I understand. He just mentioned Reagan. And his most recent column that we're talking about is actually posted at our website under the heading, "I was just in Kyiv under fire. I saw why Ukraine can win." And we can add here, I think, can win and must win. We will be right back and we'll continue talking about why.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and any food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. It's a product with all natural ingredients to help fix these health problems. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Michael Medved show. President Trump is, and it actually took him a couple of days, but at the end of last week, Ron DeSantis gave a big speech to donors, and some of it made its way to the public in the New York Times. He was speaking, Ron DeSantis, and he said basically, there were only three people who had a chance of being on the ballot in next November. And, of course, that's a year from this coming November. It's still a ways. And he said President Trump and President Biden, of course, and him. And he said, President Trump can't win. But I can. And he was making the case, was Ron DeSantis, to potential supporters. Well, now we have a tweet of the day in response to that claim.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, it's of course, it's not a tweet. It's from Truth Social, and it just came out, and it's from the real Donald Trump. And he said, I've won two elections, the second far bigger than the first. It was rigged, exclamation point. My endorsement is considered far and away the most powerful in political history. I'm blowing away DeSanctimonious in the polls, and I'm leading Biden and Harris big, and that's B, capital B, capital I, capital G, whereas DeSantis is losing to both. Actually, if you look at the Real Clear Politics average, both Donald Trump and DeSantis have a slight edge in the popular vote over Joe Biden. Both of them do. And Trump slightly more. Trump has one full point, 1%, and DeSantis has half of a percent. So it's a very close race with Joe Biden. I've got more people elected than any other human being, yet I have to listen to these little lightweights, and little spelled L-I-D-D-L-E, I have to listen to these little lightweights like Ron say I can't win. Like the Dems, it's just disinformation. The truth is, they can't win. Three exclamation points. We will be talking about that, of course, as time goes on. Actually, the piece by Michael Goodwin, who's a conservative columnist for the New York Post, is actually kind of shocking because he says Republicans damned if they do, damned if they don't in Trump's 2024 candidacy. And he writes in the New York Post, Michael Goodwin, by the end of the week, there will be at least seven contestants in a race to see who gets to go head-to-head with Donald Trump for the GOP crown. But wait, there's yet another obstacle for that lucky survivor. If he or she manages to defeat Trump for the nomination, there is a good chance Trump will take many of his supporters and run as a third-party candidate, or tell them to stay home, dooming the GOP nominee to defeat in the general election. These assumptions are why I have concluded that, as it stands, the GOP cannot win with Trump and cannot win without him. I first reached that conclusion months ago, he writes, and although there have been some major developments since, nothing has changed my mind. Even with Trump being indicted in New York, losing a federal civil trial on sexual assault and defamation, and facing three more criminal probes and other civil cases, the parameters of the race are about the same as they were a year ago, he writes. Trump's gains have come despite or perhaps because of relentless attacks by Democrats, their prosecutors, and their media handmaidens. The more they contort the law to try to bankrupt him and lock him up, the larger his support becomes. On some level, this is understandable, he says. Still, even with the doddering, corrupt Joe Biden as the Democrats' nominee, I believe the GOP has no more than a 10% chance of capturing the White House, regardless of whether Trump or another Republican is on the ballot. And a losing presidential candidate generally spells doom for party congressional candidates in swing states and districts. And this is shocking. He says, meaning at this point, I'm assuming that Democrats will control all power in Washington come January of 2025. That's the state of play as the GOP field takes shape this week, with DeSantis, Senator Tim Scott, and Chris Christie expected to announce they are joining Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Larry Elder, Asa Hutchinson, and Trump. Former Vice President Mike Pence is sitting on the fence, a straddle that usually leads to splinters. One of the things that was interesting, and I was thinking about this with Mike Pence, I've been writing to some extent about and thinking about the idea of vice presidential running mates. Because the one thing that we know, does anyone expect that Donald Trump is going to ask Mike Pence to run as his running mate again? He can't possibly. Not after the falling out they had over how to handle the Mike Pence job of certifying the election. But what would happen if somehow there was an arrangement with Ron DeSantis and Mike Pence? I mean, we know that Mike Pence did a good job as vice president. He was a patriotic, loyal, effective vice president of the United States. Handle that office as much as you can. I mean, you can handle vice presidency with dignity. So what if Ron DeSantis, offering the alternative to Trump, said, and I'd like to designate as my running mate when I win the nomination, Mike Pence. Would Pence agree to it? Probably not. In any event, he goes on, or this is Michael Goodwin, he says, Trump singles out DeSantis for the most brutal treatment. The name-calling, sanctimonious, has been going on for months, along with claims that DeSantis is betraying Trump by running against him. It's silly, and Trump looked especially foolish when he said that Charlie Crist, as a Democrat, had been a better governor of Florida. But it's also true that DeSantis, at just 44 years old, has looked less sure-footed than when he won re-election last year in a landslide. Well, that re-election was based on his service as governor of Florida. Right now, running against Donald Trump is something different. He says, still, even if DeSantis prevails in the primary process, it will end in tears if Trump takes his supporters and quits the party. In that case, four more years of Biden-Harris would be Trump's revenge on America. Does anyone agree with Michael Goodwin that if Trump does not win the nomination, that I don't believe he would run as a third-party candidate. I do believe he might be very reluctant to go out and campaign enthusiastically for a candidate who beats him in the primaries. But first of all, the possibility of a major third-party candidate if Trump wins the nomination seems to me to be very real. And what was very striking this morning was Tim Scott, with his announcement, was at the very least showing a very different tone than we've heard so far from Trump or DeSantis. We will get to more of that. We'll be speaking to Juan Williams about the shape of the GOP race and the shape of the Democratic race with a new NORC, National Opinion Research Center, poll that shows that Biden's ratings on issue after issue are just disastrous. And World Cup fans are being warned not to travel to the USA to enjoy the World Cup of 2026. Why not? We'll tell you concerning this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.